the lies on the third temple, parts 112. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written or need any information, please just contact us at our WhatsApp. It's plus 27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahbah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed all the information. It's very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. Please send this notification or link to your friends and family. You must at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad, because we are busy with Bible study. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the wonderful name of Yahushua, our Redeemer and Savior. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. I'm still using the research information of the Temple Institution in Jerusalem, Temple Mount Institution, as they are explaining. They say that perhaps the first step towards understanding the significance of the temple and all that it represents is the realization that it was not merely a magnificent building rooted in Jerusalem, ancient biblical past, but rather the physical manifestation, listen to this, the physical manifestation of a vast idea, now listen to this, which existed even before the creation of the world. Is this what Jerusalem is? The Bible says that we were ordained to eternal life before the existence of the earth. But then through sin we lost our ordainship. But through the blood of Yahushua on Calvary, we regain eternal life. So what happens here? I'm just using that as an idea to think about. So this physical building, it's actually a statue. This physical building to Israel was the expression of an image. It wasn't as much as where Yaffa was worshipped. To the ordinary Israelites and Jews, it was a show-off. A show-off. That's why they were continuously entering into pagan worshipping. Because the building was just a building, a very beautiful building. And this is one of the reasons why they do want a third temple before the coming of Yahushua. Why? Because they want Yahushua to come and worship in the building. He's going to reinstate the 613 laws of Moses. Never in your life. If you read the scripture in Hebrews 7 verse 11 to 23, you will find that the Bible says it is redundant. Now, the wonderful thing about it all, the next series that we are going to do after we finish with this, the lies of the third temple on Friday, next Monday, Father's will, we will start with the book of Hebrews. And that's where we're going to find all these statements that Yahweh has made himself. So what do they want? The physical manifestation of a vast idea which exists even before the creation of the world. The origin of the idea of a holy temple can be traced to the beginning of time. I said yesterday morning, and it just slipped my mind when we started this morning. I said yesterday morning, the temple was built for what purpose? It was, the purpose of the temple was to house the Ark of the Covenant. Now this Ark of the Covenant, I've proved to you through scripture and the history books and history, that the Ark of the Covenant 570 years before Yahushua was hidden when the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar came onto Israel. The Ark of the Covenant was hidden under the tunnels and the foundations of the temple in Jerusalem. And up till today, he was never found. So up from that they ordained the new temple, the second temple, up to the stage where Yahushua died, there was no Ark of the Covenant. Because when the veil torn from the top to the bottom, there was no Ark of the Covenant. Even from there, they continued with their rituals without the Ark of the Covenant. Unto 70 after Yahushua, when Emperor Titus burnt the temple down, there was no Ark of the Covenant. It was a lie that they lived. Now, I want to know now, today, this morning, tell me, if they build a third temple, which is actually the fifth temple, or it even can be the sixth temple, tell me, if they build the next temple, where are they going to find an ark, the Ark of the Covenant, which was so holy that it brought down the presence of the Creator of heaven and earth once a year to atone for the sins of Israel, the atonement of his sins? There's no Ark of the Covenant. But they want the third temple. Oh, we will make a replica. This is what they actually say. And you think the presence of Yahweh is going to be in a replica? It's like the one guy is driving a Ferrari and the neighbor is driving a replica, a fiberglass Ferrari. Is that the same thing? Which one would you rather have? I know you would have the original. So where's the original? Oh, but there's not. If there's no original, then a replica will work. It's not how the Bible works. That's how the New World Order functions. The original of the idea of a holy temple can be traced to the beginning of time, the very dawn of creation, to the day of Adam, the first man, and his descendants. It doesn't say anything about the temple. That time Jerusalem did not even exist. We can allow its winding threads through the time of Noah, building of the ark and renewer of the life after the flood. And it was the days of Abram, the father of the Jewish people, that the holy site, sorry, I just want to have a bit of water. My throat is a bit dry. He said that the holy site was intentionally selected. That the holy site was intentionally selected. After in the time of King David and King Solomon, the builders of the first temple, it was this very same spot which was transformed into the center of the global spirituality. The rest of the world's spirituality involved about the center of Jerusalem, the temple. I just want to say, if this is true, what this paragraph has said, why have Yahweh allowed that the temple twice had been broken down and burned? And not only that, but also the walls of Jerusalem was toppled over. Since the last destruction and the flames that engulfed the second temple, the world has awaited the establishment of a third temple. And with it, the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah. Now, I'm going to read Isaiah 2 verse 2 and 3 as it is stated in the statement. listen to this, and then I'm going to commentate on it. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mount of the Lord's house shall be established at the top of the mountains, and shall exalt above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God and Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we shall walk in his path. Now I just want to say, all these he's, a small letter H's, it's not even a capital H. For out of Zion shall come forth Torah and the word of God from Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3. Now Isaiah was prophesying about the second temple that was going to be built. He didn't prophesy about the third temple. This is the prophecy towards Israel being released from captivity after 70 years, building or rebuilding the second temple. King Nebuchadnezzar burned down the first temple, which was actually the second temple, because King David used a pagan building and called it the House of Yahweh, first temple. The second one was the one that King Solomon built, which was actually to Israel the first temple, because they didn't want to acknowledge that the Ark of the Covenant stood in a pagan temple all these years that King David lived, and his children were even all born there in a pagan city. And then the second, the first temple of King Solomon was burned down and broken down by King Nebuchadnezzar. And this is the prophecy of the next temple to be erected on the foundation of King Solomon, which is the one that Emperor Titus burned down in 70 AD. This has got nothing to do with the third temple. Not one word. So the prophecies that they are using there is ancient prophecies that has got no sufficient stability. It had its time. The education of countless generations has been stepped in these verses. Isaiah's words form the inspiration and driving force behind any diverse movement throughout world history. Listen to this. All of which contract around one purpose an objective, Jerusalem, the holy city, Jerusalem where the promises ultimate good shall be fulfilled, Jerusalem which will once again be transformed into the spiritual center of all mankindness. Listen, forget about it. It's not going to happen. That which is written here will never ever happen. Jerusalem will become the center of all mankind. The spiritual center of all mankind is a lie. It's a lie. So when you say this, all mankind, you're talking about Islam, you're talking about Buddhist, you're talking about Satanist, you're talking about Vishu, you're talking about different religions, all coming to Jerusalem to worship in the third temple? No. You see, the people doesn't understand Daniel 9:27. He, the Roman Catholic Pope, will sit in the temple for 1,230 days, 41 months, and he shall burn offerings unto Israel, and then he shall break the covenant. That is where the bride will be taken away, Parousia, the coming of Yahushua for his bride, the Parousia. And from there on, the great tribulation is going to start. Because this God of the world, the Roman Catholic Pope, not a rabbi, not Yahushua sitting in the temple, the Pope, he will turn into the Antichrist. And for the next 7 years and 105 days, where do we get that? Daniel 12 verse 11, 1290 days, plus Daniel 12 verse 12, 1335 days, 2625 days, your great tribulation time of 7 years and 105 days. The first 1230 days, which is 41 months, was a time of false peace, as I say in all my books. It is this future Jerusalem that the Shekinah and the divine glory of God will again reside. So the glory of Yahweh needs a building to reside. Doesn't the Bible says that Yahweh doesn't live in buildings which is built by hand, by mankind? Doesn't the Bible says that our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh? Doesn't the Bible say that Yahweh dwells within our soul's dimension, our bodies, through the Ruach HaKodesh? So what does he need a temple for? What does he need a temple for? There is no significance for a third temple. It's a lie. It's a new age lie. We're going to stop right here and we'll continue tomorrow morning. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.